from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about battle hymns, red meat, and the end of San Francisco. San Francisco will never end as long as David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Cy.
Thanks for protecting us. Let's start with a really big show. Voices of the Piedmontese Bay Children's Choir, and they're among the 150 choral singers rehearsing for a performance of battle hymns. This is a commemoration of the Civil War by the very gifted composer David Lang, who, David, we both really like.
Absolutely. He did the Little Match Girl Passion. This work was written in 2009, and it'll be performed in addition to the Piedmont group by the SF Choral Society and Volte. He looks at music from that era, not necessarily war music, but other music as indicative of where the nation was in the 1860s.
Yeah, I think he uses music from Stephen Foster, and I've seen rehearsals for this, and it should be fabulous. I'm just a little worried about the echoey Kezar Pavilion. That's where battle hymns will be performed tonight through Sunday with two shows on Saturday, and junior high and high school students get in free. We couldn't fit this in last week except as a shout-out, but the San Francisco Film Festival deserves longer treatment. David, tell us what's special this year.
Well, it's very special. This is the first festival done by the new director, Ted Hope. There's a whole bunch of wonderful things happening, including honoring Phil Kaufman, a director I really admire. He made Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which will be screened at the festival. We're also honoring Ray Dolby for his contributions to sound, and Steven Soderbergh, who says he's not making any more movies. I hope it's not true. He will give the State of the Cinema address.
The San Francisco International Film Festival continues in both San Francisco and the East Bay through May 9th. And chamber operas are trending these days. Think of the very fine Stuck Elevator at ACT. Here's one that mixes hip-hop with strings.
Victory never tasted so sweet. Battle the back of bitter defeat. Tipped by heat. Let it see. Tells people for dawn is bleak. The morning night anoints me the sheep. Don't misconstrue my speech. Would you see what I'm elite? As I deserve to be. I walk, talk, and fought the fought. Lost, came back for more. Absorbed the more. Metamorphed into a war. Born and down my core. A score of life and life. Let it nice the night.
Music from San Francisco's ensemble Mick Nawuj, and this is a collective of rappers and musicians, including a cellist who's also a beatboxer, and it's led by director, composer, and pianist Ju-Won Kim. Tell us more about it.
Well, the piece is called Death, Love, and Life, which pretty much covers the waterfront, I think, in terms of themes. We've heard a lot of jazz mashups with classical music in the past and pop music mashups. There hasn't been yet a lot of hip-hop mashup with classical. I think that this group does it very, very well. Sometimes when people put different musical forms together, they don't necessarily go together. In this case, there seems to be some unity and some authenticity. I think they're quite interesting.
Ensemble Mick Nawuj does Death, Love, and Life at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco tomorrow night. And I'm quoting the Austin Chronicle now. Matilda Bernstein Sycamore is a cross between Tinkerbell and a honky Malcolm X with a queer agenda. A great rave, I think. And she's got a new memoir called The End of San Francisco. David, another memoir?
It is another memoir, but it's also a political tract and it's also commentary. It focuses on San Francisco, as the title might indicate, and looks at it and examines it with pretty tough lenses, actually, about whether the city really is a place that nurtures queer culture.
Lots of chances to see Matilda Bernstein Sycamore discuss her new book Sunday at Bookshop Santa Cruz, Tuesday at City Lights in North Beach, Thursday at Pegasus Books in Berkeley, and May 9th at the GLBT Museum in San Francisco. It's time again, even for you vegetarians out there, for some red meat. Red Meat, they're celebrating 20 years together, playing some of the best honky-tonk in the Bay Area. What's their secret?
Well, their secret, I think, is liking each other because the main guys, Smelly Kelly and Scott Young, actually have been performing together since they were in high school. So they obviously get along great. You can hear it in the way they play. This is a band that has a lot of fun and wants their audience to have fun, too. They were founded in 1993 in the Mission District and are still going strong. Happy anniversary.
And today is Red Meat Day in San Francisco. Someone on Ed Lee's staff knows his music. Join the band on the steps of City Hall to celebrate at noon today. And they're playing Saturday at 5 p.m. in Brisbane at the 23 Club. Something to be said for being a great, great bar band. Thanks a lot for the list.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is Executive Features Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.